Unit 9. Where are our jetpacks? In the 1920s, the science fiction hero Buck Rogers flew across the pages of comic books using a jetpack. It was a vision of the future that has yet to actually be created. Now that we are living in the 21st century, people still aren't using jetpacks to get around. Lots of inventors have tried to build working jetpacks over the years, but none of them have ever worked as well as the one Buck Rogers wore in the comic books. One jetpack that was recently demonstrated at the annual Experimental Aircraft Association's convention was the Martin jetpack. This jetpack was built by an inventor from New Zealand named Glenn Martin. Martin's 120-kilogram jetpack holds about 20 liters of gasoline and can fly for about 30 minutes. Two large fans pointing toward the sky create a jet of air that the jetpack operator flies on. The Martin jetpack may be too loud and too heavy for the taste of some people, however, it really works and it is on the market today. Another jetpack that was demonstrated recently is Raymond Lee's Jetlev Flyer. This is a jetpack that propels a person into the air by shooting out a jet of water rather than a jet of air. The Jetlev Flyer is smaller and lighter than the Martin jetpack. This is due to the fact that the engine and water pump for the jetpack is on a boat that is pulled along behind the operator. A 10-meter hose connects the engine and the pump to the Jetlev Flyer. In a test of his jetpack, Lee flew almost 10 meters high and could travel forward at a speed of 35 kilometers per hour. Neither the Martin jetpack nor the Jetlev Flyer are going to be big sellers. They are just too expensive for the average person. Both cost over $100,000 each.